Gay conversion therapy isn't healthcare. It's dangerous and it destroys lives.
And I'm rubbing my balls.
Thanks to the Chinese conspiracy of the coronavirus, no one's allowed to do their jobs anymore. Very fortunate that my job of interviewing people on the street is considered an essential service. We need to stay 6 feet away from people, so that's why I now have my coronavirus interview stick. Here we go. You guys might not be able to tell, but I do have an erect penis right now. Fortunately, it is a micro penis. It doesn't shoot through the top. It's able to stay erect in the pants, which allows me to interview with people with an erect penis. And I have my compliance rod right here, a lot bigger than my rod, which again is a micro penis. I think we're ready to hit the streets. Oh, excuse me, can I just ask you a quick question about Corona? Sure. Stay away from me though. If my girlfriend leaves her house and she's supposed to stay home, is it my place to reprimand her, or do you think the government should be doing that?
To administer
her punishment for leaving the house.
But I would make her see the bigger picture that...
How do you think I should do that, physically, or what? What's the way that
you
think I
should
make her see the bigger
picture? Her, you're not seeing the big picture.
Excuse me. My girl, she escaped quarantine. Have you seen her run through here?
Huh?
She's wearing a shirt that says Property of Ryan. 400 pounds, tiny boobs. Have you guys seen my girl around here? She just came through here. She's got like a bum knee and a diaper on. Her other boyfriend apparently has it, and she wants him to come over. If he wants to come over, that's fine, but there's no ins and outs. You know what I mean?
No, well, I don't tolerate that anyway.
You think it's weird that I let my girl's boyfriend come over and have sex with her
weird.
While I watch
that's
or whatever?
That's your preference.
Yeah.
But
what should I tell him then? Maybe like if you want to come over and smash it, you have to do it in the hallway?
It's spread through droplets.
So what's droplet? Is that semen you mean? Or?
No. So what it means is droplet precautions, meaning
tell him to pull out or spit instead of swallow or
semen, sure. Yeah. Anything that comes out of your body as a droplet.
So
spread.
I should say, listen, he could come over if he wants to hit it, do it in the hallway, but if you're gonna be coming, like don't put it all over.
Because it puts you at risk.
Because then I have to clean up that mess afterwards.
Sure.
Which is fine normally, I don't mind, but because now I have corona because I had to clean up this guy's cum or whatever.
Yeah. And God knows, you know, who else.
God knows who else has cum is also lodged in his penis. Excuse me, Father, just a quick question. We're doing 6 feet away here.
Yeah.
Do you think that the government should be paying for socialized healthcare and the corona scare?
All the time.
Basically, right now, my gay conversion therapy won't be covered by the government, and I'm starting to like sort of get that itch again.
Gay conversion therapy?
And they teach me all sorts of things, like how to, you know, my girlfriend with my eyes closed and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't believe in gay conversion therapy.
You're saying I should have to pay for that myself, even if I need it, though.
Gay conversion therapy isn't healthcare. It's dangerous and it destroys lives.
Okay? Well, it didn't destroy my girlfriend's life. It actually helped her life. No, it taught me how to have sex with her doggy style and pretend it's a guy. There's lots of good techniques that... Do you pay for your gay conversion therapy or is that the government?
I don't have therapy.
Yeah, you don't need the treatment.
No.
Sometimes I don't need it, but a lot of times I'll start to get that itch again, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we've all been there or whatever, but...
I don't know if they're gonna pay for that.
And there's a lot of hot dudes at the therapy place too, so that's sort of an outlet for me. I don't have sex with them, but I can go there and I sort of imagine how it would be, and then I can go home to my wife.
Damn, I wish I was in your shoes, you know what I'm saying?
What, that you had the conversion therapy instead of?
Somewhat, kind of, yeah, a little bit.
Small tits, disgusting.
I can help keep an eye. But...
You're keeping an eye out if you see any like 400 or 500 pound girls. What were your thoughts on the rumors that Joe Biden had to play Oogie Cookie in college on his sports team and he lost, so he had to eat the cookie that was full of everyone's cum? So basically everyone comes on a cookie and then the last guy has to eat it, and apparently Joe Biden...
Comes on a cookie?
Yeah.
They're hazing, hell yeah, they fucking ate that cum and cookie.
So you think Joe Biden ate the cum
yes,
cookie?
Yes, I think he ate the cum and cookie.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
How long do you think girls should wait in quarantine to start their OnlyFans account?
What's an OnlyFans?
They basically show your tits for money, and then like losers on the internet give you free money.
They can start right away. But I think that they don't have to do that.
What do you think they should do?
Call their parents.
Instead of starting their own OnlyFans, they should tell their mom to start the OnlyFans. Do you think you should tease it on your Instagram for your 700 followers? Or do you think they should put them on Facebook and hopefully their family members or help support their new project?
I don't think they should at all. Saying, would your mother start a fans only if she would find another way?
You're saying there's always different ways to make money.
There's always like different
you
ways.
So you could escort like bro, things like that. You don't bro, have to do bro, an OnlyFans. On,
trying to put other people's future mothers in that position right now
know
with this.
Somebody very close to you
who does the boobs for money.
And it probably hurts.
It hurts him a little. He's hurt. It hurts him a little bit.
It's hard. He's hurt by it a little bit.
But it's okay.
Do you think I should start my OnlyFans to get back at them?
I think.
To maybe like asshole gaping or whatever?
I think you're so perfect, bro. Like, to be honest, I think you're so perfect what you're trying to do. And I was watching you guys. Like, you guys are kings. I'm not saying you're none less.
Yeah, I think I'm a king, too.
We are kings.
Thank you.
But girls don't want to show their pussy. If they want to show their pussy, they be out showing their pussy, walking around naked.
It's really bad. That what they do with that, honestly, that with the boobs.
Can you tell the girls that they shouldn't start like,
I just want to fuck.
Do you want to tell the girls to put their titties away?
No. But it probably doesn't make them feel good. It's probably not great. And then other people do see your boobs.
I'm a sensitive guy. And I harness female energy and male energy at the same time. But
like bisexual?
No, I mean creative.
Oh, sorry.
Because we do have a female aspect and a male aspect.
I only have the male aspect, but... So what's a message to people out there that are about to start their OnlyFans? A titty jiggling one or a guy that was doing like an ass cape situation?
Yeah, I will never look at that. But I would...
You a titty man personally?
I like the boobs. Yeah, I like the boobs. And I won't go looking for it.
You're saying the girls should give the titties away for free. They shouldn't be charging for them.
No, I'm saying they should be free, like...
Just put them on Instagram.
No. Like, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I swear, bro.
No, I'm not.
I swear. It made you feel uncomfortable. I swear, like, bro, you're a king, you're an angel, you're a god. You need to understand that. Please. Can we actually stay in contact?
Yeah, sure, dude. Yeah.
They're what?
Boobs. But we have to stay this far apart, but do you think it's racist that they're not going to teach anal G-spots in health class? Well, just thinking, because of the corona, the kids in the cages at the border, should they get their own cage or do they should still have to share with a roommate?
I don't know if anybody should be in a cage.
Well, they are already, though. So do you think that they should get their own cage or do you think they should have to have, like, a roommate?
There's no, like, less degree of mistreatment. It's just...
You're saying it's not less degree if they have, like, 25 of them in a cage and they all get corona?
It might make somebody feel morally good if they're...
Don't you think they should at least, like, not get them corona as well? Or you're saying, who cares? Once the kids are in the cages, you don't consider them people anymore?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
And they tried to cross the border. Who cares if they get corona?
No, I'm saying...
It sounded like you were saying you don't care if they get corona.
I'm saying I don't think that anybody should be put in a cage.
Should they maybe put a divider in the middle of the cage?
I feel like you kind of caged me into this question. I don't really know, like, how to respond to this.
Yes, I know I should be inside. Talk to my boss's advice.
9 years ago, a woman named Megan Velton, who I went to college with, said she was pregnant. I lost my mind.
Okay, nice to meet you, dude.
You have blue eyes. I smoke shit off the floor.
Yeah.
Bacteria can never die. You can freeze bacteria, it can still move.
And what have you been up to today?
Saving a man's life.
You saved a man's life today? What happened?
Shalom, Elohim, the Freitas, Wenge, Obatala, Shalah.
And that's when this super sane guy opened my eyes to the truth about the 6 feet rule.
6 feet? Why don't you say 7 feet? Why is it 6 feet under? Because 666 is a mortal number of the beast. But that's actually a Pythagoras theorem diaphragm.
How long do you think girls should wait to start their OnlyFans once they're in quarantine?
3 months after a woman does not have sex, she becomes holy again. She does not know what a virgin thought is. She becomes horny. Mating season in April or springtime in the United States, in the East
Mating
Coast.
Season for me is all of the seasons, but...
I don't have boxers on, and I'm rubbing my balls.
It's a blessed mic right now. Watch out, he touched his balls just recently, though.
I eat my own sperm when I do not have enough milk.
I don't know, I'm not into this mess.
You don't think he should eat his own sperm?
Say what?
You don't think he should eat his own sperm?
Ew.
It is bacteria, fungi, that is milk and dietary vitamin A, D, C, B.
Would you be willing to try some of his sperm or no?
No, hell no.
Good talking to you. And I was just wondering if you've seen her. She has like fecal matter stains on her.
I was over there.
No. Do you think that Lizzo, the artist, she's like very inspirational to younger girls that are in the fat gross community?
Yeah, I feel like Lizzo is an inspiration to the fat community.
Yeah, what about people that aren't as fat but they're just like disgusting or whatever? Do you think that's good to see celebrities that are also disgusting?
It's inspirational.
Yeah. I was wondering, did you see my girlfriend came in here? She's like a maybe 400-pound woman. Probably had her shirt off. No, she doesn't have purple hair. Wow, you saw a girl running through with purple hair?
Yeah.
Was she really big, 400 pounds?
Even if you put on a condom, there's still gonna be...
No, we do, I always wear the stuff. Like when we have sex, I always make her wear like a man's wig and then production and all a bunch of stuff
right,
like that.
Right. If you wanna be promiscuous and maybe contract this, good luck, but
I wouldn't be leaving if I wasn't doing an essential service, but yeah.
Right, right, that's what I think.
Small tits, all right. Okay, thanks, buddy.